You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
There is some good from last night, dude. Aaron Judge. Like, there aren't enough great things that you could say about Judge. The one thing that I am confused about. Now, I've never said Judge wasn't clutch. But I guess that there's a thing that people think the Judge isn't clutch. There's a big difference from not being a postseason performer and not being clutch. Aaron Judge has been proven to be clutch many times over. He has hit some monumental home runs in big spots, including in the postseason last year off of Class A. That's one of the biggest home runs you will see. I mean, that's in the postseason off a top closer. Yankees needed it. And even this year with the home run against Crochet, tying the game against the Red Sox, obviously the home run last night, you know, tying the game against the Blue Jays. Think about it. Judge this year alone has hit two monumental home runs late in the game against division opponents to tie the games, and the Yankees have lost both those games. But this is not about, you know, Aaron Judge is clutch. It's not about him not being clutch. Performing in the postseason is different than clutch. Does he try to do a little bit too much? Sure. Is it the pressure? Is it the moment that gets to him? Absolutely not. Which is why you have to believe that at some point, Judge is going to break through in the postseason. And maybe this will be the year that that happens. And when he does, will that be good enough to overcome some of the other areas of deficiency? Whether it's the depth in the lineup, the younger guys not being developed, the sloppiness that the Yankees play with. If Judge goes ham in the postseason, then the Yankees could win a World Series. He carries them in the regular season. He just hasn't carried them in the postseason. And that's been the issue. But it's not about him not being clutch. Dude, I mean, he is, though, the comp that I would... And now, he's better than Piazza, but I'm going to use the comp because Piazza was the player that I saw that captured the moment, the big moment, better than anybody else. When he came up in a spot where you needed him to hit a big home run, he did more often than not. Now, obviously not every single time, but he did. And that's what it's feeling like with Aaron Judge. Every time this guy comes up in a big spot and they pitch to him, you know, big games, you know it before. Oh, here we go. Judge turn coming up. All right, Judge is up. Guy on. Do they get a pitch to him? Oh, man, facing Crochet. Here's what you need. You need a home run. Are they going to pitch to him? And he gets the job done. Class A. I remember listening to that on the radio because I was just getting off of work last year, driving home and thinking, man, this is it for Judge. This is a huge moment. This is his spot right here. He's got to come through in the postseason. And he did. He is just a beast. Plus the way he carries himself. Never gets too high, never gets too low. He is everything you could ask for in an athlete. Everything you could ask. He's the dream. Captain, leader, humble, respectful, excellent ball player all around, can play multiple positions. You know, had him in center field if needed. I know he screwed up the ball in the World Series, whatever. I'm not going to focus on that. But he played in excellent center field for the Yankees for years. Plays a tremendous right field for the Yankees consistently. Carries this team. Just a different level beast. And a huge home run last night. Unfortunately, the Yankees couldn't finish it off. Same thing with Boston. Those would have been benchmark wins for this team. Benchmark games, benchmark wins. And if you remember that Crochet, well, you know, the one off of Crochet, that kind of got, you know, that series got everything started the wrong way. Because I came in that Monday talking about, man, the Yankees just got swept by the Red Sox. Didn't look good, didn't look good at all in doing so. And that started this rut that the Yankees are now in. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Rich is calling from Cornwall. What's up, Rich?
Hey, guys. Here's what I want to chime in on here. I mean, these kids are all young. They come up here. They don't arrive here with that deer in the headlights look. They leave New York with that deer in the headlights look. And you guys have to take some responsibility. You guys badger them all day long on this station and Facebook and all social media outlets, and you don't think these players read this? Accept some of the responsibility. They don't come here that way. Where is Gleyber Torres this year?
Rich.
He's on the All-Star team. That's where he is.
Who?
He's doing fine. Gleyber, where's he this year?
Yeah, okay, he's on the All-Star
team. Why is that? Why? That's my fault. Right. No. But you want to point things. You know whose fault it is.
Rich,
it's not
Rich
yours.
Fans
it's
doing
not the media.
Get lost.
No.
Get
you don't want to hear.
Lost. Bye. Thank you. Get lost. Are you kidding? Yeah, blaming the fans on social media and media members for questioning guys when they're not performing. Get lost. Hey, you don't have to listen. Matter of fact, if I were Aaron Boone or any player or Gleyber Torres, whoever, I wouldn't be listening. I wouldn't be going on social media seeking it out. People say nasty things about us on social media. Is that, I didn't perform today because people were saying I should be fired and I suck, so I didn't have a good show. I need to go to another town to thrive. I just can't take it. Either ignore it or suck it up. It's not our fault that the players don't perform up to the level of expectation. Okay, so who's more to blame? WFAN? For Volpe, let's go specifically with Volpe. Who's more to blame for Anthony Volpe not reaching his full potential? Is it WFAN? Is it social media? Or is it the Yankees and Anthony Volpe themselves? I'm going with option C. It's the Yankees' lack of development and Volpe. Did we ruin Aaron Judge? Did we ruin Juan Soto? Or Francisco Lindor? Or Garrett Cole? Or CC Sabathia? I mean, how'd the Yankees ever have a dynasty in the 90s with social media? Although social media wasn't around in the 90s. How'd the Yankees ever have a dynasty in the 90s with sports talk radio? Oh!
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The horror! Come on, dude. Stop being so soft. It's New York. It's what we do. Nothing personal. We take our sports seriously here. Of course we have some fun with it, but we take it seriously. Guys aren't performing, teams aren't performing. They got to vent about it. It's not life and death, it's sports. And if you can't handle it, that's on them. Oh, yeah, blame the media and the fans. I mean, give me a break. When have the fans gotten on Volpe prior to this year? He hasn't been good since he's been up here. Meaning to the expectation, he's been okay. At times, he's been okay. Media members and fans are supposed to be, hey, it's okay. St. Louis. What was the guy's name? Craig? Move to St. Louis. You might like it there better. It's okay, Johnny. 0-for-4 today with 4 strikeouts, leaving a small village on the base paths. It's okay. We'll get him tomorrow, Johnny. St. Louis crap. It's not here. And by the way, even if it were here, it still shouldn't have an impact the way that you're saying that it does on the players. Craig is in New Haven. What's up, Craig?
Hey, Sal. How's it going?
Good.
Good. Just talking about Ben Rice a little bit. The fact that he's playing catcher, he's not really out of position. He's got a lot of experience back there. He was a catcher all 4 years in college. He has 207 catching starts in the minors and 130 first baseman starts in the minors. He's more of a catcher than a first baseman.
That's great. That's great. You know what? My eyes, just like my eyes told me after watching IKF play shortstop for one game said, this guy's not a great shortstop, and I was right. And my eyes are saying the same thing about Ben Rice. I don't care how many games he caught. This is the big leagues. He's not a big league catcher. He's certainly not a developed big league catcher.
I'm just saying he's not necessarily being played out of position. He's played more than any other
position. Well, what is his position then? What's his primary position?
He's probably a DH.
Oh, okay. So?
Or first because...
Okay. So if you had to rank Ben Rice's position, where would you rank them? You'd go DH first, right?
DH catcher first.
Okay. Well, he's not a good catcher. So whether he played there or not, or you think that that's his best position or that's the only position he played, he's not good enough.
He's not necessarily playing him out of position.
That really is
his position.
Craig, he's not good enough to be a catcher at the big league level. The end of story.
All right. I'm just saying they're not playing him out of position.
And thank you for the call. You're obviously not getting the point. Gleyber Torres played games at shortstop too. He wasn't a shortstop at the big league level. Like, things change when you get to the big leagues. Ben Rice, if you watch the way that he went to block that ball last night that got away that, you know, allowed the Blue Jays to retake the lead, that's not how a big league catcher should attempt to block the ball. Now, I'm not saying that he had to, but if he went to block it the right way, it still might have gotten by him. He's not a big league catcher. Guys are stealing bases at will on him. He's not a big league catcher. So you could say, well, he's not necessarily being played out of position. Yeah, that's fine because he played catcher before. What happens at the minor league level is different than what happens at the big league level. Doesn't matter how many games he played there. He could either do it at a major league level or he can't. He can't. Ben Rice is not a catcher. But he played there in the minor leagues. Yeah, that's great. He played there in the minor leagues. Not a catcher. Not at the big league level. Not on the Yankees. Not on the team that's trying to win the World Series. I mean, on the A's? On the Pirates? Maybe. John is calling from Bayonne. What's up, John?
Hey, Sal. I mean, you're hitting all the right buttons, but guess what, though? It's sad to say, it's just baseball is not baseball no more. It's computers. It's about money. It's not sports no more. It's more of like, how many fans we get, how the velocity goes, what do we do for the kids. Now, the other day, crazy to say, I'm driving to pick up something, and I see all these young men sitting outside Game Boy. I don't see no young men playing stickballs in the street. I don't see nobody playing stickballs in the
right. John, I get it, but it's not the 50s anymore. I mean, stickball wasn't a thing when I was growing up in the 80s. So I don't think the lack of stickball is hurting the Yankees player development.
No, you're not listening to me when it comes down to it. I'm telling you what sports is about now. It's about video games. It's about money.
Well, okay? that I agree with. The number one thing is about money.
Yeah. Okay. Now, when it comes down to you just saying about Ben Rice, no. What? Give me a great catcher right now. The last great catcher I'd say would be Rodriguez or Santiago. I mean, Thurman. I'm talking about catches. Now it's about framing the ball.
Yeah.
Not throwing out runners. Okay. It's about framing the ball for strikes because That's going to go away if they go to computerized umpires.
I look, John, I get it. It also should be – I understand what you're trying to say, that they don't teach these things. They teach framing the ball. They worry about more offense than they do defense. And thank you for the call. We appreciate you checking in. Ben Rice is not a big league catcher. The reason why the Yankees are playing Ben Rice at catcher is because they're trying to get his bat in the lineup, and they don't have another avenue to do it consistently enough. He can't DH every day because of Stanton, can't play first every day because of Goldschmidt, so they're going to try to work him in at catcher. The problem is he's not a big league catcher, and it cost them last night. It cost them a game. Now, was it the sole reason that they lost? No, Devin Williams could be better. Will Warren could be better. Will Warren and his nasty stuff that got lit up in the first inning, he could be better. You know, the offense could have done even more. I know it's hard to get on when you score 9 runs, but you get the point. Volpe leaving guys on base left and right. Like, point is, the Yankees far too often for far too long have tried to tell us that guys are better at certain positions than they are. Whether it's Glaber, IKF, Jazz being a third, DJ being on the team, Rice at catcher, shouldn't be acceptable. Shouldn't be accepted for the New York Yankees. And it continues to happen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.